Hey everyone, welcome back to Navigating Your 20s. My name is Scott Rockman and I'm the host for this podcast. For this episode, I am joined by Josh Kirby, a certified career counselor and mental health counseling resident who founded Autumn Spring Counseling after 24 years of work and study in higher education. Josh is focused on helping his clients navigate challenges, decisions, and transitions across their lifespan, working with clients aged 14 to 94. I'm so excited for you all to listen to Josh's insight on navigating our career during our 20s. Hey everyone, welcome back to Navigating Your 20s. I am here today joined by Josh Kirby. So as a certified career counselor, I wanted to get your insight on what our 20s should look like when it comes to our career. Is it a chance to explore? What are we supposed to do to make the most out of our 20s?
So I see the 20s as the opportunity to pursue exotic experiences. I find that some of the most put together 20-somethings, and by put together, I mean that they are organized, goal-driven, they have some great ideas about what impact they want to make in the world. But I get really disheartened when I see them trying to mimic the model of their parents as their parents currently are. So they're using a model of somebody who's a generation older, and that's being established as a benchmark of success. And what I encourage young people to do if they say, I just don't really know what I'm doing right now, I like to tell them that this is the time to figure this out through experience.
So I'm wondering for you then, you know, we go out into the world, we get a job, we try our job. What if we don't like it? Mm-hmm. Or what if we, you know, we go into a career that we graduated in based on our degree, but we're not sure anymore if it's the right fit for us?
What you truly and deeply believed in when you were 18 years old and you started making decisions based on what you thought you wanted to do with the rest of your life, and then 4, 5, 6, 7 years later, things are very different for you. It really does come down to making that choice that this isn't the right thing for you. From there, you have to do some reflection to help determine what exactly is not working out well in your current situation. Use that opportunity then to reevaluate what would fit your value set now and try to build up the confidence and the energy toward moving yourself on from your current position, current job, into something that better matches what you're interested in.
But unfortunately, that probably comes with a lot of financial privilege, right? If you're working a job and you can't afford to transition to a different career, then I think it gets really difficult. And so with that being said, some people might not be able to change jobs, or maybe they might change jobs as a result of this. So I want to talk about burnout. And so many people would probably say that burnout has become a buzzword. It's thrown around quite frequently when we think about our jobs and our professional well-being. So I'm wondering if you can walk us through, what does burnout even mean? And then we'll get to, when we are burnt out, how do we handle that?
First things first, burnout is not a diagnosis. So quite honestly, burnout is a buzzword. Burnout is often the front-facing, easily observable characteristics of something that might be far more complex and deep. We're talking about burnout, though, because especially if we consider the pandemic years, we are coming off of a general societal pressure that compounds everything that we are feeling individually. We're seeing increased incidence in burnout, so to speak, because we're starting from a different baseline of where those in years 2019 and before were starting from. The young adults who are entering into work now are entering into a different workplace that had ever existed before. So all of the advice that you're getting from people who are anything older than you, you might have to take with a grain of salt, because they may be basing the words that they're giving you that are probably very well intentioned on a completely different era than what we're living in now. That said, when we start to notice ourselves feeling burnt out, we're starting to get distracted, we're fatigued all of the time, we are losing interest in subjects or topics that we once loved dearly, or at least even tolerated at work. But also, when we are approaching a level of cynicism toward our work, there's a lot of shoulder shrugging and saying, oh, I don't know, and not doing anything to actually answer questions, solve problems, respond to needs or whatever. Those are all great signs that burnout is starting to creep into your life. So yes, there's lots of buzzwords that come up. Burnout is a phenomenon. It's associated with lots of other things because the way people arrive at burnout does vary greatly across circumstances, context, socioeconomic status, personality, and other characteristics within us.
I think you're so right. Burnout is very subjective. So I'm wondering then, once we feel burnt out, what do we do? How can we take steps to improve our well-being when it comes to work and support ourselves through these feelings of burnout?
Absolutely. As with anything that's related to mental health, there's always an answer of it depends. However, in the short term, we want to recognize that burnout grows from fatigue. And so if you're beginning to feel these symptoms develop, it is a great sign that you need rest. And that rest can be both short-term and long-term. It would be ideal if you could take a two-week vacation where everyone left you alone and you could just clear your mind. Some people are able to do that. It seems to happen a lot more often on TV shows than it has ever happened to me or anyone that I've worked with in my life. But the suggestion is you should always be using your paid leave. Aside from a vacation, we can be even more local and point specific. We can be even more in the moment by first saying, I need to go to bed. And I might need to go to bed early for the next three nights in a row. I might need to reduce some responsibilities or expectations that are taking me away from that opportunity to sleep and to rest. Second, in the short term, is a need for physical activity. So yes, I have had clients tell me that these two things are opposites, right? I want you to sleep and I want you to get more physical activity, but really, we hope that they would go together. You might be feeling burnt out because your body is telling you that it needs to move. It's developing tension in your muscles and throughout your body that it's trying to work out. And given that anxiety is a survival response of our brain, we want to understand that our body is telling us something and we should act on it. So it could possibly be telling us simultaneously that we need to get rest and we need to get more movement. If we hit a Friday, say, you are starting to see some habits that you are just completely wiped out in the week, you can start to think about, well, what should my Friday evening activities be? What should my weekend activities be that can help this situation? The same thing is true if you notice that your workplace has certain days that are very intensive on sitting still at your desk. Those would be small life changes to make sure that you get more activity. The smallest increments of progress are a way to combat the burnout that we've heard so much about in recent times.
So I wanted to close out this podcast with you asking about general advice you have for people in their 20s. When it comes to their career, how can we make the most of our 20s? And what have you seen?
A career is something to be developed. It is not something that you get on that career plane and you're just stuck there flying until some convenient point emerges to get off. This is more of a journey. I would say, just because I have outdoor interests, this is more like a long hiking trail where you are making a lot of choices along the way and thinking about what is the experience that you want to be having. Also be thinking about what's relevant or possible for your current career stage. I certainly don't want anyone to handicap themselves in what they feel that they can do, but I also want people to be strategic about what their expectations are for themselves at their current training or experience level in their lives. A career is something that you have an opportunity to shape and mold and develop through many small choices along the way. What industry you choose to work in and what role you choose to have in that industry, if you think about it, those are only two choices. So there are many other choices that could be made along the way. And if you are trying to have your whole life built upon two choices that you made in the past, and sometimes it might be distant in the past that you made those choices, you can give yourself a much more difficult time of progressing through your 20s and adulthood in general. So this is where always being on the lookout for stretching yourself in your work, volunteering for new opportunities, expressing your interests to others, and similarly, creating boundaries and understanding what you don't want more of and communicating that effectively in your organization. That's one way that each and every small day that you go to a job that you have can help you develop your career. Not only does developing yourself help you feel as though you're making progress and that you are adding variety to your life, but helping yourself is a way that you can make a big transition later in life with greater ease because you have always invested in the possibilities of the future for you and your career.
Okay, so now I want to give you a chance just to talk about your practice and how it relates. Can you just talk about how people can contact you and what your practice specifically can help people in their 20s with career navigation?
I'm based in State College, Pennsylvania, but I offer services online as well. I often characterize myself as working at the intersection of career and mental health. I'm certified as both a career and mental health counselor. The majority of my clientele are college students and early career professionals who are trying to make decisions, transitions, facing the challenges in their life that sometimes need a little extra effort and some extra perspective on how to untangle. So I love what I do. I love working with this audience. Anyone who's interested in learning more about me, my website is autumnspring.co, www.autumnspring.co.
Thanks so much, Josh.
Oh, I am so happy. Thanks for reaching out to me.